from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, August 16th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Top Democrats running for president are courting union voters by introducing plans to boost bargaining rights and eliminate right-to-work laws adopted in Michigan and other states. Why the hostility, we'll discuss. Two, Bell's Brewery here in Michigan getting in on the low-calorie trend, sweeping the craft alcohol industry. Now, I'm not much of a fan of light beer, and to be honest, I don't drink that much altogether. But this news at least has me considering a trial bottle. And number one, a new national poll gives us a fresh picture on the Democratic race for president. The leader has not changed, but the slots behind him have. And we say goodbye to one Democratic candidate who might pop up again soon in another high-profile race. Welcome to it. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday, August 16th. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. 888-900-9966, the phone number. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College. Also teach in the journalism department. Check out the podcast offered by Hillsdale College. I host it, The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, all those places. Out weekly, each Friday. That means there's a new one out today. What might you hear? Well, you might hear it on this actual radio station. Many of these fine radio stations are carrying the program. But if you head to the podcast, you'll hear Courtney Myatt, who is a chemistry professor here at Hillsdale, talk about some of the methanol poisonings at vacation resorts. Casey S. Pipes on his new book about the comeback of Richard Nixon, the post-presidency of Richard Nixon. John J. Miller, my boss, it's not mandatory I have him on every week, but, you know, it just doesn't hurt, will tell us about journalism at the time of the American founding. And Paul Ray, one of the great professors here at Hillsdale, will tell us about his new book about Sparta. He is an expert on Sparta. And that's all on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. So check that out. Coming up on this hour on the Steve Gruber Show, Mark Mix from National Right to Work. Steve Gruber, yes, that one, live from New Hampshire, and Ron Van Timmeren, what's happening at the movies all this hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. Yes, a new Fox News poll says Joe Biden is maintaining his lead. 31% of the vote for Biden. Elizabeth Warren with 20%. She's in second. Bernie Sanders, 10%, and Kamala Harris with 8% of the vote. A little bit of a shakeup behind the leader, Joe Biden, who maintains his percentage from March of 2019. That hasn't shifted at all. Warren is up 16 points, Sanders down 13 points, and Harris is dead even where she was back in March at 8% support. Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, and Andrew Yang each at 3% of the vote. Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke at 2%. Julian Castro, Bill de Blasio, John Delaney, Tulsi Gabbard, Kirsten Gillibrand, Tom Steyer, Marianne Williamson each at 1% of the vote. John Hickenlooper, he dropped out of the race yesterday. He received less than 1% of the vote. And I think we've got that audio. I want to come back to the poll here in a moment, but I think we should have that Hickenlooper audio. You might be saying to yourself, who? Colorado, former Colorado governor, John Hickenlooper. He really was in this race for president to win the Democratic nomination, but no longer. Yesterday, he dropped out and posted a 3-minute video to YouTube to say thanks to his supporter. I guess there are a few supporters, plural, yes. Well, we're not going to play the whole thing. Here's a little bit of John Hickenlooper exiting the race yesterday.
A little over 6 months ago, I announced my run for president. In almost every regard, this journey has been more exciting and more rewarding than I ever imagined. Although, of course, I did imagine a very different conclusion. You know, the people I've met across this country take their responsibility to choose a president so seriously. In big groups and small, in living rooms and diners and backyards, people shared with me their deepest fears and their highest hopes. They want solutions. They want this country moving forward. They're sick of the chaos and dysfunction of Washington, D.C., and I couldn't agree with them more. I ran for president because this country is being ripped apart by politics and partisan games while our biggest problems go unsolved.
Okay, today, okay, that's enough. John Hickenlooper, oh yeah, he's ending. I should have let him do his announcement. I just stepped out his announcement. He's done. Okay. John Hickenlooper is out of the race for president, but you might not have heard the last of John Hickenlooper because he's being recruited to run in the Democratic primary and then perhaps the general in the race for U.S. Senate. Cory Gardner, a Republican who many think to be vulnerable, is running in Colorado for re-election. Democrats don't have a top-notch candidate in Colorado and would love John Hickenlooper, the former governor there, to run for Senate. He poo-pooed the idea and said he really didn't want the job some months ago. That's why he was running for president. But now that no one has embraced his campaign, it looks like, hey, the Senate looks like a great opportunity. Why would I not want to run for Senate and serve the people of Colorado? He'll say something like that, I presume. So we might not have heard the last of John Hickenlooper. Back to the Fox News poll. Warren's gain in the poll up to, 20%. Comes at Bernie Sanders's expense. She is now the favorite among primary voters under the age of 45 and among those who identify as very liberal. Biden leads Warren among men by 11 points, among women by 11 points, a 22-point advantage among voters over the age of 45. The break here is interesting, too. Do you want a candidate who will build on Obama's legacy? 48%. Do you want one who will take a new and different approach? 47%. The Democratic electorate essentially split on that question. Continue what President Obama was doing. And if, of course, you agree with that, maybe you're a Biden supporter. And 47% say new and different approach. And if you say that, perhaps you are supporting one of the non-Biden candidates in the race. They did head-to-head matchups here between the candidates and President Trump. President Trump does not break 40% against any of them in this poll. Biden up 12, Sanders up 9, Warren up 7, Harris up 6. It is very early. There is so much time to go. To read anything into general election numbers is somewhat of a folly. That said, I want to highlight one thing in here, which I think you want to keep an eye on. From the Fox poll, voters who have a negative view of both Trump and Biden. So they say, I don't like Trump, but I don't like Biden either. Voters who have a negative view of both candidates back Biden 43% to 10% at this point in a head-to-head matchup. Now, Donald Trump did a lot of things right in 2016 to win, but one thing that he took advantage of is voters, some disliked both him and Hillary, and among those voters, he cleaned up. If that's reversed this time, it might be something that you want to keep an eye on. But still, very, very far out. Mark Mix, Right to Work, next on the Steve Gruber.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.